Hello and welcome to the special edition of Knowing Me, Knowing You with Paula. Those are the sounds of the hustle and bustle at my local shopping mall during this holiday season, and pretty sure that it is what is the sound and the normal sound right now in many malls around the world. And this is my last episode for 2023. I wanted to keep on target with my mission, and that is to leave you with some takeaways and inspiration. And we're about to embark on a journey of reflection, celebration, and gratitude. I'm your host, Paula, and as the year comes to a close, I can't help but look back on the incredible journey we've shared together and how blessed I've been to be able to meet and share such incredible voices and wisdom shares. As we stand at the threshold of a brand new year, I wanted to take this moment to pause and express my deep gratitude for each and every one of you who's joined me on this adventure and also tapped into my YouTube channel. And if you haven't yet, I invite you to do so. The link is in the show notes, but it's KNKY with Paula. It's been a year full of highs, lows, laughter, travel, and discovery, making big decisions. And my favorite moments right here have been meeting people from all walks of life and hearing their story shares and their words of wisdom and welcoming them into the KMKY family. During this holiday season, I invite you to tune into the wonderful voices on this platform. There is something for everyone, from personal development topics to faith-based conversations. I talk about travel, and you will meet some authors. I have also added some short meditations to the mix. So here we are. Another Christmas and holiday season is upon us. Can you believe it? September seemed to come along, and next minute, here is December. And a new year is hanging around in the distance. I can see it there in the distance. And as we head on into this episode, as always, I would like to start with some questions for you to ponder on. Do you find the holiday season a challenge? Do you celebrate the birth of Christ? Do you know what is the origin of Christmas and the Christmas tree? Are you starting to think about the year ahead and setting some intentions for a new year? In this episode, I will share 5 tips to get you and loved ones through the holiday season if you find it challenging. We will explore the birthday of Jesus. We'll just briefly explore that and what this time of the year means. And we will also briefly explore the origins of Christmas and the Christmas tree. But before we head on to all that information share, I would like to start by sharing a couple of power words for the holiday season and moving into 2024. And they are pause, reflect, prayer, give, joy, gratitude, and peace. Those are words that come to mind when I think of this specific time of the year and moving into 2024. As this is not my most favorite time of the year, I always have this sense of sadness that sits with me. I am always intrigued to hear what other people think about this time of the year and what the holiday season means to them. And what has been shared with me is this is a time to spend with family and friends, to be able to spoil family and friends with gifts, especially if you haven't seen these people in quite some time. What also came up was giving back to community and volunteering, taking time out, taking that little holiday, Christmas parties and end of year functions and people being able to dress up and have somewhere to go. And what also comes up is the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And I'm wondering, as we reflect on this, What does the holiday season mean to you? I noticed this year that The Gap, a clothing store found across the world, has a holiday season campaign for 2023 called Gifted. And I quote, it is anchored in love and togetherness, celebrating the gift of self-expression with Gap's most loved essentials to finding the perfect gift to show how much you appreciate your loved ones, to the gift of being with each other during the holidays. And The Gap have used celebrities and thought leaders to share their thoughts on this word and this term, gifted. When I think of the term gifted and the meaning of Christmas and in the joyful spirit of Christmas, I think of the birth of Christ, one of the top 100 people who changed the world, and how he was a gift to humanity. And then I think of Mother Teresa. I think we can all learn from Mother Teresa. She was a gift to the world, a potent force of good who touched millions of lives with her generosity and kindness. I have read that by the age of 12, she had devoted a life to service, to God. In my early morning tune-in to Joel Osteen, who is a Bible teacher and Christian thought leader, he shared in one of his messages that we can be a gift to others through doing acts of kindness, lending a helping hand, volunteering. So my question to you is this: the term gifted, and in the spirit of the holiday season, of pause, reflect, prayer, joy, gratitude, giving, and peace, what comes to mind for you? Now, I know what is a gift for me and my energy levels in my body, and that is this little shot in a bottle called Magic Mind. It is a natural energy boost product, and I started taking it whilst I was recovering from jet lag to get me through that afternoon slump when my energy levels started dropping, and I have continued using the product, and I've found it has helped with my energy levels, productivity, and I am able to focus, especially in the afternoons when I start feeling my energy levels start plummeting, and it stops me from grabbing those terrible sugary foods that we should not be putting into our bodies and sends us on that energy roller coaster. So Magic Mind, starting from January, you will find it in all Sprouts Farmers Market stores across the country. That is in the United States. But even if you live elsewhere in the world or in the meantime, you can still get your hands on these Magic Mind shots. You can visit magicmind.com/knowingme. That's magicmind.com/knowingme. And you can receive a 50% discount for a subscription and a 20% discount for one-time purchases using code KNOWINGME20. The festive holidays aren't happy or healthy for everyone. For some people, they mean long to-do lists, family tension, or financial stress. Others may feel lonely and have little to do or no one to celebrate with. So I have 5 tips for you or anyone who finds the festive season challenging. And I invite you to share this episode with friends, family, and your social media followers. You just never know who might need this, especially at this time of the year. So tip number 1, pause. Take time to reflect. Think about all the wonderful goodness that has come out of this year. Write down 3 things you are grateful for. And invite peace into your day with this pause. Keep the following mantra, I am peace and calm, at the tip of your tongue throughout all your interactions. This is something that I am going to take note of. Now, tip number 2, reduce financial stress. If you are going to partake in gift giving, a secret Santa is the best way to reduce overspending and racking up unnecessary a debt and reduce that financial stress. Number three, if you are spending time with family, besides swigging at the eggnog, avoid conflict by avoiding the difficult conversations, topics that might cause strife. Avoid family members who stir trouble and poke at you or gaslight. Perhaps play a fun game or start a puzzle. This gives people something else to concentrate on. And if there are children about, spend time focusing on them. Now, tip number four, the festive season can leave many feeling isolated and alone. So I recommend that if this is you, connect with your local church. Take part in a midnight mass or Christmas Eve, a church service and a Christmas morning service. Connect with your neighbors. Volunteer. Tip number five, your mental and emotional well-being is important. So I recommend to support your mental health, think about stopping the scroll. And what I mean by that is to consider putting your phone aside and staying off social media, spending time scrolling through the posts of friends and family and strangers celebrating the holiday season is a quick way to heighten those feelings of loneliness and unhappiness. So press pause on social and take the time to get into nature. You know, get some movement in with long walks in nature and the fresh air. Watch some documentaries on Netflix. Maybe take yourself to an animated movie. They are always so colorful and fun. And these are great steps to not only support your mental and emotional well-being, but superb ways to distract the mind, especially at this time of the year. The meaning of Christmas can vary among individuals, cultures, and religious beliefs. And for many, Christmas is primarily a Christian holiday, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. It is a time when Christians around the world come together to commemorate the nativity of Jesus, reflecting on the religious significance of the event. And for some families, Christmas is not only a celebration of Christ's birth and God's unspeakable gift to the world, it is also a celebration that helps to shape the traditions that keep families connected in a special way during the season of joy. So let's explore a little bit about the actual birth of Christ and the day he was born, because in the Bible, written in the scriptures and historical sources, there is no evidence of the actual birth date of Christ, so the date he was born. Now, most biblical scholars, this is what I found in my research, accept a date of birth between April the 1st and September the 30th, 6 BC and 4 BC, the year in which King Herod died. What has also been said about the birth date of Christ is that, and I quote, as Christians developed the theological idea, and I'm quoting from something that I researched, that Jesus was conceived and crucified on the same date, they set the date of his birth 9 months later, which is said to be December the 25th. What I did discover, when we think of the celebration of Christmas outside of the birth of Christ, and in my research, is that Alexander Hislop's book, The Two Babylons, and I quote, explores many historical sources showing that the holiday, Christmas holiday, precedes Christ by at least 2,000 years. So what is the true origin of Christmas? If we think about the fact that Christmas was already being celebrated before the birth of Christ, well, the customs we've come to associate with Christmas evolved from pagan traditions celebrating the end of the harvest and the winter solstice. The church in Rome, during the reign of Constantine, and Constantine was the first Christian emperor. So the church in Rome began celebrating Christmas on December the 25th in the 4th century. And this was possibly to weaken those pagan traditions, right? Those early celebrations of Christmas are thought to have derived from Roman and other European festivals that marked the end of the harvest and the winter solstice. And though December the 25th is the day that Christians celebrate the birth of Christ, the date itself and several of the customs we've come to associate with Christmas actually evolved from pagan traditions. As a Christian, yes, I celebrate the birth of Christ. Do I celebrate Christmas? Sure, I used to a long time ago. I don't get really involved in all the festivities and the Christmas present buying, etc. I purchase gifts for those people that are close to me, like my naturopath and my hairstylist. And I give two of my girlfriends just these little gift baggies. And it's really just to say all the best for the new year and for my naturopath and my hairstylist. You know, I appreciate you. Thank you for everything. Yeah. And that's about as far as I go. So let's explore the idea of a Christmas tree and decorating the tree and where that all stems from, because the Christmas tree you won't find in the Bible and has absolutely no connection to the birth of Christ. When we reflect on the harvest and celebrating the winter solstice and the Roman and European festivals, the people at that time would bring fir trees into their homes at Yuletide, well, at Christmas time. And they do this because it represented everlasting life and fertility. And the fir tree, or Christmas tree, would be decorated with lights and candles and other festive ornaments to celebrate the return of light after dark days. Now, the modern Christmas tree and decoration, we can thank Germany for that, because Germany is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition as we know it. By the 16th century, when sources, and I'm quoting, record devout Christians bringing decorated trees into their homes. There are many Christian faiths that do not celebrate Christmas, and the meaning of Christmas is subjective and personal. And while some may focus on the religious aspects, others may emphasize the values of love and generosity and being together that certainly transcends our religious boundaries. Ultimately, the meaning of Christmas is shaped by individual beliefs, cultural traditions, and the values people hold dear during this special time of the year. And we should respect everyone's beliefs and cultural traditions. So a new year is upon us and lots of celebration is going to be happening, lots of champagne splurged about, and many cultures and societies around the world have celebrations and rituals tied to the end of the year. And these traditions often involve symbolic acts or ceremonies that signify leaving the old behind and welcoming the new. Celebrating the end of the year is often a communal experience, as if you celebrate and go out on New Year's Eve or Old Year's Eve, you'll know that. And whether through cultural festivities, family gatherings, or shared traditions, it brings people together. The sense of togetherness fosters a collective optimism and reinforces the idea that as a community, individuals can face the future with strength and resilience. Before we begin a new year, and whilst you maybe have a little bit of downtime, I want to invite you to tune into my very first episode in January, episode 46. And the reason why is this episode fits like a puzzle piece, hand in hand with my episode for January of 2024. And it's about goal setting and answering two important questions before setting any goals. And I'm hoping my friend Ganesh will be along for the ride and co-host with me. So I invite you to tune into episode 46. And I cannot forget again to share with you the little concoction called Magic Mind. It has 12 active ingredients, nootropics, adaptogens, and functional mushrooms, an all-natural energy booster, and has been a game changer for me, especially in the afternoons when my energy levels start to plummet. I need to focus, but also be calm and productive. And it can be a part of your morning routine alongside your coffee. So Magic Mind will be available countrywide in the United States beginning January in all Sprouts Farmers Market stores. You can purchase online wherever you are. Visit magicmind.com/knowingme. That's magicmind.com/knowingme and use code KNOWINGME20 for 50% off a subscription or 20% off one-time purchases. And there are clickable links in the show notes. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, if you take part in festivities, gift giving, or any religious beliefs around this time of the year and a year end, I want to share that perhaps consider taking the time to pause, invite peace into your life, and to also keep the mantra, I am peace and calm, top of mind and in all your interactions. Thank you for your support. Happy holidays. And I send peace your way and all the very best for 2024. Stay tuned for our New Year's episode with a ton of golden nugget shares. That's it from me, Paula, your host here at Knowing Me, Knowing You with Paula. I shall see you in 2024. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye for now.